Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Archives of Elvis, or the Elvis Archives. How about it? The week of Elvis, as we get closer to the anniversary of his passing. It's August 15th, and that's today. It's Tuesday. Then it's tomorrow, when I don't know if we'll have any more time or not. It's just a consciousness period for me and many people, no matter what your age, that like Elvis. I actually found something about his daughter that I'm going to share with you later on. It's actually quite a large article about her in one of the Hollywood magazines. And you know me, I'm all over those Hollywood magazines. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with some good news.
Actual magazines, not the websites.
Yeah, no, it's a real magazine.
The real magazine.
It's the real.
You can put your hand.
Yes, you can hold on it. I like to read those on the airplane. I'm going here, there, and everywhere. And it's really amazing. I haven't been on an airplane since, was it May? And it seems like a long time between shots, but it isn't anymore. Back on planes going back and forth probably in October. But I'm starting to make those plans, and it just seems like, where has it gone? Where is it? You know, and it is? Summertime. I know we're all thinking that. Here's something I thought you would be excited about, because what the world needs is another weekly podcast on politics. Okay, everybody get excited, because the Dana Perino effect on Fox is going to be in an exciting new weekly podcast called Perino on Politics. Wow! Nobody would have ever thought of that. Oh, my God, it's wonderful. You have one more person who's going to say the same thing that everybody else does in the same way. How exciting is that? I'm being very cynical because I think the world is glutted with podcasting puke.
But please, download ours everywhere podcasts are available.
Yes, exactly. The good stuff is at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So here's one for the books. A grandmother ran a week-long summer camp for her 11 grandchildren at daily food, activity, trophies, that kind of stuff. A week-long summer camp. This was how to get her grandchildren together for these activities. What a great idea. Her name is Narnie Mack. She has four daughters, takes looking after her grandchildren very seriously. The children are from 7 months old to 18 years old. Wow, there's a broad horizon.
Mm-hmm.
They live hours apart. They only see each other during holidays. So she gets together a camp at her house to bring them all together. It was called Camp Narnie 2023.
I love that. Because siblings are kind of like bonus siblings. And when you get to grow up seeing them kind of on a regular basis, it is such a special thing. And this grandmother knows that.
Outdoor sports, games, crafts, challenges. She's 68 years old. She went the extra mile. Also made plans for healthy meals every day. And the awards that she made herself down in Kingsland, Georgia. Her daughter, Vicky, says the mother was always good at coming up with fun activities. I was thinking about this as a, think about my two grandchildren who are cousins, Jasper, who's not two yet, and Miles. When the two of them get together, it's really so much fun to watch. Maybe you have, your sister has children, doesn't she?
Yes, okay. I grew up with a lot of cousins, so we have a lot of first cousins, twice removed, kind of, yes.
I just love seeing the two when Miles and Jasper are together. Miles is always trying to intrigue Jasper, and he follows him around. it's the greatest. And so here is an extra, probably, bit of life for Mom. The mother runs ideas by the daughters, and then they say, Mom, are you sure you want to do that? But she always does it.
But that's great, too, because she's also very respectful of her daughters as being parents themselves, where
sure.
I think a lot of times people just be like, no, it's my house. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I want to do this. Have a big house. Children love to sleep on the floor, so they have their naps and they have their nighttime. And so anyway, this is something that the reason I come up with this for you is to give you ideas. Why not? Some of the greatest stories that we tell here, Jay and I, are aimed at giving you ideas. They're aimed at helping you out, aimed at, wow, that's a great idea. Why didn't I do that? So when there's something special like this, it's worth a moment or two or three of our time so that you can, in the back of your mind, think, how could I do that? And how would I feel this was a great way for the grandmother to get closer to her children and to her grandchildren. And if she's got the backbone, the strength, the starch to do it, that's just that much more. What a bonus. Great. Good, good, good. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive has insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, your car. I know because I just got in on the action. Save at 800-PROGRESSIVE. That's what I did. I called them up. Or go to progressive.com. So the Maui thing. Yeah, take a deep breath. I mean, you look at the maps and the images, the shocking devastation, the smog and the smoke and the things, the satellites that have taken pictures of this, the before and after pictures, so you can see the extent of the damage. The town has suffered the largest natural disaster in Hawaiian state history. Hawaii has been a state since the 1950s. By the way, there are still hundreds of people who are missing. The death toll has gone up, but there still are hundreds missing. And I don't think they've put the nail yet on how it started. But
they believe it was a downed power line.
But that, yeah, right.
It spread from a downed power line, and then it just it spread and...
Yeah, spread and spread
and
spread and spread and spread and spread and spread. And the winds, hey. And, but what else can you say? There are all kinds of harrowing stories about people who have saved other people, people who have saved animals. But there's nothing left. Nothing. So what happens? How do they fix it? The governor of Hawaii, a guy named Josh Green, is trying to figure out. They certainly are in close contact with Washington and FEMA and all of that, the usual stuff. But then there are a lot of these, what happens when there's something like this is there are a lot of good ways for you to donate to help, and then there are the scams. Look out for the scams. You always check out, go to scamaside.com, Steve Wiseman's, and then there are a couple of other places to go too, to find what it is. So if you look at a map of Maui, you go that Lahaina. I don't pronounce any of these Hawaiian names well. Lahani? How do you
Lahaina. Mm-hmm.
Lahaina. Okay, anyway. So you look at the way it sits on the Big Island off to what is essentially the west end.
On the island of Maui, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you look at how it sits with the other islands. And it's, so this is always something interesting because Honolulu is not on the Big Island. It's not even on the island of Hawaii.
It's on Oahu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just looking at this and thinking about, but there's still some active fires, I think, on Maui. They've been fanned by the flames of that.
I believe the other
gone,
ones are contained. The hurricane went south. Yeah. But the one that was in inland on the island of Maui, and the one in inland Maui is contained, and there was one somewhere in the area of south Maui.
Well, the boats that were in existence before, all the boats that were on in the docks are burnt and gone. So people who live there and who are natives are really getting angry because the story, the fact that they were not forewarned about the fire, that's the start of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
There are three aspects to this. The start of the fire, the fact that people didn't know the fire was spreading as quickly as it was, the early warning systems, if they tried to use them, they malfunctioned because nobody knew what was going on. The only thing that still stands is the lighthouse. But look at all the other. These are. There was a place called the Pioneer Inn, where people loved to go. It was historical Hawaii at its best, to the ground, burnt to the ground. Now you don't get that culture back again. You just don't.
Yeah, a lot of that history. Well, then there's this banyan tree in Lahaina that it was burnt severely, but it appears to be okay. It's still standing. They believe the roots are fine, and it even had some leaves on some of the branches, which was a beautiful thing.
12,000 people live in this town. 86% of them are out. Their homes are destroyed or damaged, so they can't live in them. So where the heck have they gone? What do? The cars are burnt, so you can't live in the car. And the building,
Front Street with all of those burnt cars.
Yeah. The classic Hawaiian look and feel. I'm just looking at a picture of one of the houses. Actually, I think Obama, didn't Obama live over here someplace? I don't remember that. Remember all of this stuff?
Wasn't he born in Hawaii?
And he, say again?
Wasn't he born in Hawaii?
Well, not according to Donald Trump, but to many other, most other people he was. So anyway, I don't know. You can go through all of this stuff and look at the reality of the pictures and what's there and how it's going to be, how you're going to fix it up. There are a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear here. What are we going to do if we don't have a proper insurance? And the insurance companies will tell you, we're not going to cover that. So let's continue to hold a good thought for these folks. It's 18 at the hour here on Good Day.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Doug Stefan here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diet, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitrin.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with social media in our focus. What's trending not only on our Facebook and Instagram pages, but others that we use as research. A couple of ladies who are well known are in the celebrity bucket this morning, Jay. Ashley Olsen and Zooey Deschanel. I always wondered whether I always pronounced her sister correctly. We were talking about her yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it Zooey or Zooey? Zooey. I like Zooey. Matter of fact, I talked to her once because she was married to a guy named Jacob Reznenek. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Reznenek, something like that. Because he was the one who came up with Let Us Grow. Those of you who have listened to this program for a long time heard me get very excited about this. I helped him a couple of Christmases ago. Matter of fact, I helped him so much on the air. That included buying 8 of these Let Us Grow towers to teach people who don't have much knowledge of how things grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a neat thing. They still have them. But that's not really the story. The story is about her and her new beau, because she and her husband went sideways. So we'll talk about that. And then the results of Ashley having a beau. That's coming up right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
All right, so what's going on with Zooey Deschanel is that she and her new boyfriend Jonathan Scott, excuse me, have gotten engaged. They started going out as soon as she dumped her former husband. Is that crude? They have 2 children, by the way, Elsie, who's 8, and Charlie, who's 6. She was on Home and Garden TV, right? And then she was an actress, or who is, which out of these things are?
Yeah, he was. So he does Property Brothers with his twin. And they actually met, when they were doing Carpool Karaoke with James Corden, and both of their siblings were with them. So both Zoe and Emily Deschanel were there. Drew and Jonathan Scott were both there, and they just hit it off and pretty much got together the following month.
Let's get together. What do you say? So she likes his smile, likes his kisses, likes his hugs, likes his snuggles, likes his laugh, likes how he plays Scrabble.
Okay. Well, it was sweet with the proposal happened while they were on a family vacation, and so her two children were there, and I guess a part of the proposal.
Mm-hmm. It's a new world. I'm surprised they get married. There's an interesting statistical overview of people who are your age and younger who just don't feel like they need to get married anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Having children is a wonderful thing. I've always thought traditionally that it was best if you had children to be married, whether that's the way it is now or not. But at any rate, so it's a happy time and a little bit to be acknowledged because people are talking about it. Also talking about Ashley Olsen having a baby, and she hid her pregnancy. Why would you do that?
She hid her pregnancy and the birth. She had the baby a few months ago without anybody ever even knowing she was pregnant.
Well,
the Olsen twins have been pretty, they've always been pretty private.
Tight? Yeah.
Private, yeah.
I just sometimes think when people do that is because they don't want people to look at them and think, wow, look at her, she's pregnant. And so anyway, that's Ashley as opposed to the sister Mary Kate here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Kitty condos? No, I'm not crazy. Your kitty deserves one. You know, you heard me talk many, many times about cardboard boxes to keep our cat's mind mentally stimulated. Well, take the use of those cardboard boxes one step further. Actually build a kitty condo or even a duplex apartment. Place together several strong cardboard boxes, cutting out a few holes in each. Your cat can climb in and out and around her new co-op. Don't be afraid to be a little creative, particularly if you want to save money. Save your old carpet remnants and get friendly with a local carpet distributor or installer. Grab those odd-sized leftover small pieces that get thrown out, glue them to the sides of the boxes, and voila, a cheap instant scratching post. What's best about these do-it-yourself posts, because they cost you nothing but 5 minutes of labor, you can change them all the time, keeping kitty on her toes, literally. Also, I recommend you take the carpet and put the nappy side or the rough side out. It'll keep those nails in good shape at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It worked safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's Angie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump now stands accused of being part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Fulton County DA Democrat Fannie Willis says Trump has until noon next Friday to voluntarily surrender. Trump faces felony racketeering charges as officials release the indictment before the grand jury made their decision in Georgia yesterday. Former Senate Judiciary Committee senior advisor Garrett Ventry on Fox News last night calls out the Georgia DA for putting politics over justice.
And she's even recently, over the last 48 hours, set up a fundraising page on the indictment of President Trump here. So it looks political going into 2024. And again, I think President Trump has a really good argument here that this all, again, looks political right going into an election when he continues to surge in the polls.
Lance Pry, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good day,
Karen.
It's
going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
And the winner is, everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts, 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today, 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
About 26, right? 26 for the hour. Yeah, 34 after on the Wednesday. No, let's see. Wednesday minus one is Tuesday. It's the 15th of August. Halfway through the month of August. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Good heavens. This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service that you need fast, fast, and faster. You know, the relative degree, the comparative degree, the superlative degree. Did you learn that, Jay, when you were in English class?
I did.
Yeah. Okay. So this is we can do O'Reilly, O'Reilly-est. Anyway, consult the parts people. All the advertisers love it when I fool around with their copy. Or not all of them. Sometimes they get ticked off, but most of the time they like it because I take a little license here because it makes it more interesting. Professional parts people are at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So, speaking of ooh, 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 think about your imagination and how it works. I'm a great believer in if you imagine it, it's like thoughts or things. If you imagine it, you can create it. So think about the world that you want to have. think about the world that you dream about. I mean, literally, do you have dreams? Do you, are you a dreamer, Jane?
I am, yes.
Yeah, I do too. Pretty vividly sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So make those dreams come true. Buy a lottery ticket. Why not? Right? If nothing else, it gives you something that's really kind of cool to think about. Fun. Let's have some fun. There are people who are concerned about artificial intelligence, and I'm one of them. But that doesn't mean it's all bad. Just because I think we need to do a better job, we can't count on politicians and bureaucrats, nor should we. It's not, your life shouldn't be lived through them. You should live your life through you. And so if there are things in your family that perhaps are medical problems, I have a good friend who was, he had his back operated on last Monday, and he's been in the intensive care unit of the hospital ever since because there were problems. He's been operated on four times, and I told him this, but he had a horrible back. He's had it all his life, a farm kid, lifting stuff like I did when I was young the wrong way. And so he had his operation 15 years ago, and it's taken this long for it to catch up. I said he put rods in his back to hold the backbone together. And so usually when there's a problem like that, it's disoriented, and it goes north of the operation or south of the operation.
Yeah.
That's what it did. So anyway, he's been in there, and I sent him back and forth a text to wish him well. And one of the things that he said to me was it was interesting how artificial intelligence did sort of a radar scan of his back, and that wasn't until after they'd done the operation the traditional way. So the AI robot, or whatever the heck it was, scanned for the disorder and gave him a way to fix it after they tried once. So who knows how long it's going to take this guy. His back was so bad that he was in intensive care. You don't go into the intensive care unit just for a back operation unless it's really screwed up.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a lot of stuff being written, as we all know, and a lot of things being said about AI, which for some, especially in the medical profession, is a massive leap. The technology has, as far as I can tell, ushered in a new era in diagnosis of developmental diseases. There has been some research done at a number of universities. They're working together. One of the things that's being done that I consider to be good news is how this AI, the bots that they have revolutionized the way children, not only here in our country, but in Europe and elsewhere around the world, are being diagnosed with things that, now that you know they're there, some kind of syndrome. You know, children sometimes are born with quiet syndromes. You can't really tell at first, and then they grow into it as they grow older. But this particular model quickly recognizes disorders that are caused by genetic defects that haven't been able to quickly be diagnosed in the years past. So what a kind of an amazing reality. You look at these babies, my God, they're so sweet. How can you look at a baby and want to have anything except the best for no matter whose baby it is?
One would think, yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, and you think about, you know, trying to make their lives better and healthier. There has been a problem with sudden infant death syndrome called SIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the new AI, if it's used properly, would make that a thing of the past because you can tell whether it's going to happen or not. Who knows how?
But that'd be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, right.
Well, a lot of times SIDS does happen because of accidental suffocation.
Yeah,
but yes. That's not the only reason.
No, no, not at all. So anyway, and it's being used for youngsters who stutter. As you start to, you know, some children, as they start to learn to speak, they stutter for any number of reasons. And so this finds that and tries to get at it early so you can detect what's there. And there are other things. You know, very interesting. I didn't know that James Cameron used artificial intelligence to create the avatars in the movies. Do you know that? that those were.
I believe that was one of the reasons why it took as long as it did
to make it.
To make especially that first one.
Yeah. So I'm here and there. I'm back and forth when it comes to artificial intelligence. I just think we have to get a handle on it and make it respect us as we respect it, much as anything else. All right, let's see what else is happening here in the world on this Tuesday morning. 5 people are dead, 3 more injured from an explosion that destroyed a number of homes in Pennsylvania. Allegheny County releasing the statement detailing the explosion in the city of Plum, which is just outside of Pittsburgh, the western end of the state. First responders found people trapped under debris in 2 houses. So you think about, was it gas? A gas leak? They had Ring doorbell video. This is another technology, right?
Yeah. You think a lot of the neighbors thought it was thunder.
Yeah, right. From a storm. No, it was not. There were, let's see, what, 4 adults, I guess, and 1 child that were killed. Mm-hmm. And so what's the cause, though? Have they gotten to the bottom line of what the utilities were all shut off? It's got to be gas-related or electricity connected to gas somehow or other, a leak. And then there's somebody turns on a switch, and who knows what happens. But that's something. They're still trying to figure out what the cause and the origin of this was. A lot of this kind of stuff going on as well. We're witnessing a problem with a solution, but the solution is escaping us because we're not holding these people accountable that run these big utilities. PG&E in California, the worst. The more and more people looking into the Hawaiian situation feel like it was a power line that wasn't properly maintained, and when the wires come down, bingo. There's plenty of reason to believe that that's kind of it. Although a lot of people, the first thing, it's global warming. Well, the climate's been, there's a drought that's been there. And so if these people are held accountable, like they're supposed to be, for running these companies, then there isn't the problem because the maintenance is being taken care of. But they're lax because they want the bottom line to be good because they're hired and paid on what goes to the bottom line. The board of directors, yeah, you're doing a great job. Look at all the money we made. Well, you're making money because you're not taking care of business. And it's pretty disgusting. Actually, you get right down to it. And the same is true of gas company. Like, you know, they're kind of all the same because they've been monopolized. So, you know, try to get a hold of somebody from, we're having this problem in the development that I'm involved in. You know, you have to kiss their butt in order to get anything. You get stuff engineered so you get it in. It's just not appropriate. They're as much a public servant. They're a public utility. They depend on us, and then we depend on them. So, anyway. All right, let's see. There's a murder and more murder here. This is interesting. A dentist who fatally poisons his wife. Angela is the, what's the husband's name? James Craig and his wife Angela. She was admitted to the hospital at the University of Colorado near her home where she suffered a seizure, placed on life support, and then she died.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she caught him poisoning her a previous time.
Right.
And his excuse was that he was planning to die by suicide, and he didn't want to hurt her, just put her down enough that she couldn't stop him. That was his alibi, apparently.
He's crazy enough. This guy's a dentist. Had $3 million insurance policy on his wife. Why, he's making it with some other babe.
And whom he met at a dental conference. She was living in a different state. And he had the police check his search history. He had different things of, like, how do you poison somebody with this? And then order history of ordering different things that he had delivered to his dental office.
Yeah. He gets what he deserves.
Awful.
The rest of his life in jail. Goodbye. All right, let's see. Been a lot of murders today. Georgia man shocked to discover the hitchhiker he picked up was arrested on murder charges. I chuckle about this because this is one of those things. So this guy picks up a hitchhiker, and it turns out that he was wanted for murder. And then, but he didn't know it, obviously. He wouldn't have picked him up. And he thought it was a joke when his buddy told him, but he was talking about this fellow that he picked up. And the friend said, what did the guy look like? And, you know, then he told him, you won't believe this, but this guy just, he's been ordered arrested because he murdered somebody. And he had their head in a duffel bag. Well, this guy that he picked up had the duffel bag, and when he brought him to where he was going, he left the duffel bag in his car, and he started to smell something really awful, a foul odor. He wasn't sure what it was, and then he checked it out, and they found this woman's head in the duffel bag. Good God, we're nuts.
Goodness.
People are nuts. All right, murder times three. Here's a Seattle Uber driver shot and killed in a carjacking. 18-year-old woman is accused of the murder. Lady was killed after the suspect walked up to the Toyota that he was driving and just shot him? She just shot him and then fled the scene.
The car. She ran errands with the car.
Yeah, right.
The victim's car.
How dumb can you get? Well, there's another one. The guy had no money, so they set up a GoFundMe account to pay for, his name is Armand Guida, 52 years old, to pay for his funeral. But what do you do with these people? All of them. Throw them in jail and throw away the key. This woman, the dentist, and this guy who cut the woman's head. Oh, God. Take a deep breath, will you, please? It's 48 past the hour.
Automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up.
Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Can we make 10,000 thread count sheets?
For Lens Linen, staying in the comfort zone is never an option.
The maximum thread count we could possibly thread.
An industrial seamstress would make their sweet dreams come true.
I want it to feel like you're on a snowflake, on cotton candy, on marshmallows,
on a cloud. Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming.
MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
All right, 53 past the hour, Food Farm Family Time on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Maybe we can have a 2-day celebration of National Creamsicle Day. Why not? They're so good. Orange with vanilla, right? Raspberry with vanilla. It's like a popsicle, though, with ice cream. So popsicles and creamsicles, that sounds like
a song. 2-for-1 deal.
Yep, right, exactly. This has been going on. There's a guy named Frank Epperson, who, as usual, it was an accident. The popsicle and then the creamsicle. Just the stick is in the middle of a frozen popsicle. Put a little ice cream with it, and there you go. Right? Yum. This goes back to the 1870s. During the Depression, the twin popsicle was invented and sold for a nickel. Can you imagine? What do we pay for these things today, a dollar? Even the good humor crap that you buy out of one of those silly ice cream trucks, they're not, that's really bad ice cream. It tastes good. Yep, no question. You won't get an argument from me. Orange creamsicles, cherry creamsicles, grape, lime, blue, the blueberry ones. I just think they're fun.
Yeah.
And yum, right?
The orange definitely seems like the most popular.
Yeah, I think so. Right, exactly. So we go back to the 14th century when ice cream was born, and then you move fast forward to the early part of the last century when popsicles were made, the accident of putting the stuff, the water and the sugar, on the stick and a cup. And then the ice cream man, a guy named Harry Bird of Youngstown, Ohio, is credited with the first ice cream truck and the creator of the Good Humor brand, which is still around. That's a fun, it's, you know, there are a lot of people who are trying to knock that off, but they aren't any good. The stuff they serve is crapola. Good Humor isn't that great, you know, when it comes to the quality of the ice cream, but it's just, as the name implies, right? Isn't it? Wouldn't you like to have, I just would be attracted to anything called Good Humor. Especially if it's ice cream.
Yum. I would expect a joke, like, written on the inside of the wrapper, though.
Oh, okay. Well, pass that on. Let's see if we can get that taken care of. Meanwhile, our recalls of the day. Nestle has announced a voluntary recall on Nestle Toll House cookies. Uh-oh. This is the chocolate chip cookie dough bar. presence of foreign material. What is going on with quality control? Wood fragments in your chocolate chip cookie. Tell me how that happens. There are two batches of Toll House chocolate chip cookie dough. That's the break and bake bar that were produced a couple of months ago, distributed all around the country. Recall does not involve any other Toll House products from Nestle's, but this is still, it's, how does this happen? You have to ask yourself that. And Nestle's such a traditional brand, something that people look forward to. I mean, how do you make a Toll House cookie without Nestle's Toll House chocolate chips? Right? That's the icon. There are plenty of others around, but I think we all identify Nestle's Toll House cookies and chocolate chips. So the fact that they have a problem with quality and safety and integrity is something very, it's dicey and it's very, it's worrisome, frankly. So be careful of the chocolate chip cookie dough bars from Nestle. You got some, bring them back. Get your money back. Get a couple of bucks for your time. Here's another recall. 860,000 pressure cookers have been recalled because of burn risk. What the hell? You're supposed to, that's what pressure cookers are for, to avoid having stuff on the open, you know, the fire, the gas, or the electric. The pressure cooker is supposed to take that out. But these are all apparently junk.
Well, yeah, there's like this, the safety mechanism that's supposed to stop something from happening that's not working.
Right.
And the pressure cooker's lid can unlock or even be removed during use, which it shouldn't, that shouldn't be possible. And then that causes the contents, which are crazy hot, to splash out.
Yep. Very dangerous. Cool. This is something I don't usually get all worked up about some things because you ought to be able to take care of yourself. But the pressure, if you just bought a new pressure cooker, the multi-brand, but there it's Bella Pro Series, the Crooks, Cook's electric pressure cookers are all made by the same company in the same plant. So if you've got anything, if you've bought a pressure cooker in the last month or two, no matter what the brand, I'd bring it back. Because you don't really know. They mask the brands. They're all made in the same place. They're electric pressure cookers. All right? Not ones that you put. They're all self-contained. So bring them back and get your money back. Electric pressure cookers. All right. Word to the wise. Helpful, hopefully, here on the Good Day program. FoodFarmFamily.com is where you get more detail on this information. Fast.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.